As I understand it, they were the first Chinese that bought a car in Los Angeles. I mean, that was way before the war, as you know. They lived on Banning Street, east of Alameda.
Mm-hmm.
I was born there. They were important. And I think the Wongs generally, you see in Los Angeles, it was said in the old days, the Wongs predominate, okay? And then in Arizona, the Ongs did, you see, you know, certainly, because, I don't know, I guess certain clans came first and all that. But those are the only two that I can recall that was important.
Mm-hmm. How about any prominent individuals, Chinese, that stand out in your mind? Or?
No, not particularly. I guess when I was growing up in Los Angeles, you know, as a high school lad, I don't think I cared much. I didn't come to Chinatown, you see,
mm-hmm.
because my immediate neighborhood friends were Japanese, my school friends were Japanese, and very few Chinese. And of course, I lived in an area where, you know, high school by districts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't too many Chinese,
mm-hmm.
or Japanese for that matter, either. Mm-hmm. Very few blacks or Hispanics then.
Mm-hmm. What were most Chinese, what kinds of jobs did they hold before the war?
Menial. You mean the local Chinese?
Mm-hmm.
Menial. It was quite a thing to get a job as a cook in a good family. You know, good American family,
mm-hmm.
and then of course working in Chinese stores in locally, and that was about it. And I didn't know of any Chinese in the professions. Maybe one or two doctors, maybe.
Mm-hmm. How did your mother get her job as a?
I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. I frankly don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I frankly don't know. Maybe through friends, or I don't know, frankly, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because it's peculiar, because I remember San Francisco, and first thing you know, I was in Los Angeles. And the next thing you know, I was in Los Angeles. I don't know. I frankly don't recall.
Mm-hmm.
There are only certain isolated instances of my early childhood that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
One being on Market Street, and then down here. No, I don't.
What was an average income before the war?
Oh my gosh, $75-$80. That was good. You get $100, you were on the top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, but of course, you know, things were much cheaper then.
How did that relate to expenses, like for what would rent have been and cost for food?
Well, let me put it to you this way, okay? In the 20s, living in San Francisco, many times 10 cents would buy enough food for a meal plus rice for us, okay? Now, what did you do with 10 cents? You went down to the store, you bought 5 cents worth of beef. Well, yeah, you get a piece of beef for 5 cents, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a bunch of Chinese broccoli for another nickel,
mm-hmm.
all right? The ginger was free. Green onions they gave you gratis. Garlic they gave you, and all the condiments they gave you gratis. Okay, you come home, she cooks, you know, beef with broccoli and rice, and you had rice with it. So you had a one meal dish.
Mm-hmm.
That was 10 cents. You see? We talk about that frequently, even among the old Chinese here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You see? So when you talk about $75 to $80 a month, you can live well. I mean, you ate well, you know. And then nobody made any more than you did, so what's the difference? It's just not today.
Rent.
Rent? I don't recall, because when we lived here, we lived, you know, under the same roof of them. But in San Francisco, you get a cold water flat, so-called, maybe $20 a month, maybe $15 a month, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For a family,
mm-hmm.
The bigger family would get two rooms. You see, there were many families that lived on one floor, you see. You know, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard it mentioned. I remember was food was cheap.
Yeah. There was money to save.
Oh, undoubtedly. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, the Chinese are very frugal, too. You want to stop for a minute?
Okay.
End tape.